This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, August 28th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Daly. Well, the latest quarterly trade update from the USDA suggests agriculture is still in deficit. Exports are up $2.5 billion of the $173 billion. Imports forecast the same as May is $220 billion. USDA says the deficit is now $47 billion compared to the May estimate of $49.5 billion. USDA also says next year the trade deficit will be a bit smaller, but still at $41.5 billion. U.S. economy rebounded this spring from a first quarter downturn. In an update from its first estimate in July, Commerce Department said that U.S. gross domestic product expanded at a 3.3% annual pace from April through June, that after shrinking 0.5% in the first 3 months of 25. Corn Refiners Association President and CEO John Bode says any dietary suggestions from the MAHA Commission or the upcoming food guidelines should be based on science. Bode says attacks on high fructose corn syrup are unfounded.
Every authoritative scientific group that's addressed this issue has said high fructose corn syrup, sugar, honey, other caloric sweeteners are nutritionally equivalent. So, Jeff, we don't promote increased consumption of high fructose corn syrup. There's an obesity epidemic. We shouldn't be promoting increased consumption of calories, and sweeteners are certainly part of that. But there's not a reason to avoid HFCS uniquely or to think that HFCS has a unique role.
Bode says the patterns of use and the trends in society don't match.
We've had a 40% reduction in consumption of high fructose corn syrup since 2000. That's around 2% a year. During that time, the obesity rate in the U.S. has grown from 30% to 40%. So HFCS consumption is going down while obesity is going up. HFCS has, overconsumption in general is the reason we've got obesity. But to say it's all because of HFCS or HFCS is uniquely to blame is badly overstating the issue.
Dan Christensen with PepsiCo says they don't wait for government recommendations. They listen to consumers and try to meet their demands from the marketplace.
Yeah, we follow the consumer. You know what I mean? So they lead with their wallets, and we try and get as close to them as they can to understand what it is that that they want. And so, we're lucky that our products are very popular, right? So, you go into a grocery store and you'll find a lot of those there. And so that's the basic strategy is try and stay close to them as you can, listen to consumers, do a lot of research, and we learn from others as well.
The MAHA Commission did challenge the use of vegetable oils made from crops like soybeans. Christensen said their customers want that product.
Well, we use vegetable oils, right? soybean oils or seed oils, we use all of it in our products. It's always a blend. If you look on the, and we're transparent about it, you look on the back of a bag of Lay's, you're going to see vegetable oil, and it's typically a mix of either corn or, soybean, canola, sunflower, and, we use all of it. It's a mix.
What about beef tallow?
I think certainly something to look into. No, I'm joking. We don't use a lot of it. I think that, a lot of this comes down to numbers, and you got to look at what the economics bear out. But, certainly beef tallow, if we get signals from the consumer that that's where they want to go, I'm certain that we're going to look into it.
Christensen says the U.S. consumer is blessed with both bounty and with choice.
That is the beauty of the American food system. We're blessed with a lot of different choices that consumers have. And, that's part of what we do as a company. We provide consumers with choice. We've got products that are on the more indulgent end. We got products that are sort of everyday, anytime options and, stuff in between. So that's about meeting the consumer where they're at.
The MAHA Commission is set to offer suggestions on nutrition and new government dietary guidelines this year. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Healthy meals start with healthy farms. 83% of adults think farmers and ranchers should have a seat at the table to discuss how policy decisions impact their ability to grow a safe, affordable, and sustainable food supply. Learn more at fb.org. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Daly.